Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Lisa McGarrity back with us, a very authentic, easygoing, practical psychic medium who's been helping people for more than 20 years. Lisa's also the owner of the highly popular Long Island Metaphysical Store. It's called Envision Crystal. She believes that everyone has the power to shape and control their lives, and she enjoys helping others develop and harness their power. Lisa has the capability of looking into any problem or issue from any points of view, offering guidance, especially when life becomes challenging. And many of life's challenges both have mystical causes and mystical cures, and Lisa helps others to create their own personal mystical cure. Here she is back on Coast to Coast. Lisa, always a pleasure. How have you been?
George, I'm terrific. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Great.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for what you do, by the way. You help a lot of people.
I work hard, and I love helping people, so it brings me great joy.
How did Lisa McGarrity become a psychic medium?
Well, it was kind of by accident, I think. I did always have psychic experiences as a child, but I kept them to myself, and I certainly never intended to earn my living this way. I just thought it would be something I kept secret or on the side or shared with family and friends. But over time, more and more people were coming to talk to me, and it just seemed to grow exponentially, and so here I am.
Did you find as it grew, you got better and better and better at it?
Oh, for sure, yes. I think it's like any other skill. It's a little bit like a musical gift. You could be born with a great voice or a terrific ear for music, but the more you practice, the more accomplished you'll become.
What are curses? Who puts curses on people? Who would do that?
I know, it's a strange topic, right? It's my finding over time that people do get really, really angry with each other sometimes, right? And sometimes they do it intentionally, and sometimes it's something that even happens accidentally. But human beings have powerful will, and they can influence each other out in the world. And what I have found is that what can happen is people will intentionally kind of unleash their anger and focus it at someone. And people who are only focused on the 3D reality, they don't really think that can accomplish anything. They think, oh, so-and-so was mad at the other one. Who cares, right? But what I've found over time is that sometimes that anger or that envy or that rage can make a negative pattern that does actually affect someone's life. And if they don't take it off or change the energy around, it can have very, very unfortunate consequences.
Absolutely. And what connotates a curse? What would be the definition of a curse?
So for me, I think the big clue is if you have a repeating pattern of negative things that happen in life, even when you're trying to do the right thing, even if you show up on time and you work hard and you're honorable and honest and you're doing your part, right? But somehow it keeps going wrong. I think that's a good time to check things out. I mean, life, we know, has its ups and downs. We all go through bad times. We all don't get our way sometimes. But if you have a repeating pattern in it, it's kind of like Groundhog Day, right? The same thing just kind of repeats over and over again, even when you try to change the circumstances around. That is a very good indicator that you are under the influence of a curse.
Does somebody have to know they're cursed, Lisa, in order for it to be effective against them?
Absolutely not. No, it's just like prayer. You could pray quietly for someone's benefit.
Right.
And they will receive that benefit whether they know you're praying or not. And unfortunately, there's a dark side to this human power because you can also, unfortunately, influence someone negatively. And sometimes it can influence them whether they realize it or not.
How do you know that you've been cursed if you have no idea somebody's done it to you?
Well, you might not, right? And that's the sad thing. And that's what I think is the important part about what I do. A lot of times people are walking around, they have absolutely no idea, and they don't understand why life just isn't going their way, or why that relationship they've been looking for has never come together, or why even though they work and work and work, they don't get the promotion. Sometimes they really truly don't have any idea.
Some people I've heard them say this, I've been cursed. They don't know it for sure, but because they run into a string of bad luck, they think they've been cursed. They may be right, though.
They could be right. Of course, they could also just have a bad case of the poor me's, right?
Right.
It could be either or, and I think it's something worth investigating. But if you are really taking responsibility for your life and you're really doing everything you can think of to do, and it's still going wrong, I would look at the spiritual side. I think there's a real good chance you've been cursed.
Who has to be the curser? Is it a gypsy or could anybody do it?
Oh, gosh, no, anybody can do it. In fact, I think about it a little bit like a crime scene. You know, if something terrible happens and there's a murder or a death, you know, the detectives and the police come, and who do they usually suspect? Friends and family, right? So unfortunately, it's usually the people that are closest to us that end up causing pain. And, I don't want to make people paranoid. I think that we all can sort of, with our willpower, bump up against each other, if that makes sense. But if it's a long-standing curse, my take on this is it's either someone in your life that is feeling hurt, angry, betrayed, or let down, or it could be something that you brought into this life through reincarnation. That's a possibility, too. And sometimes it's a family curse, like a family pattern that just seems to travel along the DNA and affect generation after generation. It could be any of those.
They talked that, remember the John F. Kennedy, the Kennedy family curse that they talked about so much?
I sure do, yes, absolutely.
I mean, they ran into all kinds of problems. A lot of family members died early and everything else like that. But there was a curse, I guess, against the father to start, and it just permeated the entire family.
I do believe that's possible. I mean, I can't say for sure what affected the Kennedy family, but yes, I do think it's possible that negative energy could impact across the generations. That's true.
The person who issues the curse, it could be anybody, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Do they have to have special powers? Or, I mean, how do they conjure up a curse? Not that I want to give people a idea, but...
You're making me nervous, George.
I know that.
Should I be concerned? No, I think all of us have this power, right? Just like we all have the power to create good things, we can manifest beautiful things. We can pray, we can, you know, use magic in a positive way to create wonderful, beautiful, amazing things. Sadly, there's a dark side to that power. And we can also influence each other and create bad things as well.
How bad?
Oh, it can be bad. I mean, it can be extremely bad and devastating. And people do sometimes lose years and years of their life. I know someone, actually I have a client, I've known him for quite a few years. He's a young adult, and it's a bit of a strange story, but his family immigrated into this country from the Dominican Republic, but he was born over there. So his parents brought him here when he was still an infant, and he has three other siblings, but he's the oldest. Now, all the other siblings had great lives. They went to school, they created careers, they were successful, they married, they had families. But this young man had an ongoing pattern, and, you know, lots of families have somebody like this. He had addiction, he had legal issues, his life was complicated, and he never quite got himself together. So he did actually go away and go to jail, and then when he got out of jail, he happened to come and see me. And as I sat with him and we did a session and I went into an altered state of consciousness, I was drawn over and over again to what looked to me like a curse pattern that was affecting his liver. It was a strange thing. I really wasn't quite sure. I didn't know his story yet, so I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. And as I worked with him, he explained to me that he did have a lifelong pattern of addiction. But I went back, and it seemed to me like it was something that began in childhood. Lo and behold, we checked it out with his parents, and when he was born, his father had had another woman in their hometown who was madly in love with the father. And when this young man was born, he was just a few days old, that woman visited the hospital, and he went into liver failure and nearly died right there in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Now, he survived, and his family, he grew up, and his family brought him here to this country. And as I said, all the other children prospered, but he had a lifelong pattern up until his 30s of addiction. So by clearing that pattern, we were able to converse with his parents, and they confirmed and actually explained the story because he was unaware of the story. He really didn't know. But what we did was we went into his energy field and actually pulled that cursed energy right out. And he was able to begin the process of healing and recovering and having a more successful and normal life.
Is the opposite of a curse prayer?
I think so, yes. And the, now there's something to think about here, though, right? If you're praying for somebody and you're trying to put your will onto them, that might actually just be another type of a curse.
Explain so, that.
Sure. So I'm a mother. I have children, and let's say I want something in particular for my child. I don't have a son, but let's suppose I had a son and I really, really wanted him to get married. But for whatever reason, he didn't want to be married, right? If I pray and pray and pray for him to fall in love and get married, but that's not his will, well, then my prayer, even though I mean well, and even though I believe it's what's best for him, I might be wrong. And that prayer could actually turn into a type of a curse because I would be putting my will and my desire over his and not giving him his freedom.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Is the person doing the cursing tapping into some kind of negative energy or force?
Very often, yes. Most often, a curse comes because someone is angry. Someone is either jealous, rageful. They have a need for revenge, and that anger is definitely powerful, and I do believe it comes from the more dark side of the spiritual force.
Interesting take on that. Lisa McGarity with us. Her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. In a moment, we're going to talk about the angelic world as well, but the curses we're talking about right now. What do you recommend for people who think they've been cursed?
If you do think you've been cursed, I think step one is to pray about it. It really doesn't matter what religion you practice. I think that's a good place to begin. Another thing you can try is some real, well-known at this point, remedies like burning sage or frankincense. Incense will often clear an aura. A spiritual bath like an Epsom salt bath or a sea salt bath can clear an aura. But if you've tried all those things, if you prayed and meditated and done what you can do on your own and you still feel stuck, then it might be a good idea to talk with a spiritual practitioner and just check it out.
Interesting take on that. And have you encountered curses yourself?
In my personal life, I actually have. I have. And fortunately, I've been lucky enough to have people around me to help me unravel the negative energy and get back on track, yes.
And have you gotten back on track?
I think I'm on track, yeah. Yes, actually I am. I'm feeling terrific, and you know, I'm very grateful to the universe because there's always the opposite side of the curse is the blessing, right? And the blessing is always available for us. We just need to know how to tune in.
What about our ancestors? I mean, we talked about the curse of the Kennedy. How long do curses last? I mean, could they last for hundreds of years?
I am of the mindset that a curse will last until it's broken. So that could be 5 generations, 7 generations. It could go on and on and on. And I think what happens is sometimes a particular soul is born that says, I'm going to break all the family patterns. And that soul becomes very determined and rearranges the family patterns. But if no one comes into the ancestry and really does that work, sometimes the curse just continues and continues.
There was a curse a long time ago on the Boston Red Sox. I think it's since passed, when they traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees.
I guess very famous curse, right?
Remember that curse?
Yeah.
I mean, and it worked for a long time.
I believe it did.
It's amazing how that all works.
It is amazing. And I think it's a big reminder to us just how powerful we really are.
If somebody does normal meditation, normal prayer, will they be okay?
Oh, for sure. Yes. I think meditation in general is very safe. It adds energy and adds protection into our aura. And certainly prayer is extremely safe. There's no reason not to pray and meditate.
Well, interesting take on all of that. Lisa, since you've been doing this, what has been the strangest curse you may have come across?
There are some weird ones out there. I think one of the I do have a client who perpetually, no matter what, seems to always lose, break, or somehow something drastic happens with her car keys. Now, I think a lot of us might think we have that curse, right? But she actually pinpointed it to where it started, probably by accident, but it was a family joke that just got out of hand, and now she's at midlife and still has that same problem. So that's more like an annoying curse than a really big problem, right? But yeah, there are some weird ones out there, that's for sure.
Have you come across the cursor, the person who puts the curse on somebody? You ever stumble across them?
I have met quite a few people who have felt justified and thought that burning a black candle or sending out negative energy was more than justified and felt that it was okay to do it, yes.
Are they good people, generally?
I think that they are definitely good people. What happens is they get into a mindset often of justification. They feel as though they've been wronged, and they have the idea or the mindset that this is the only way they can set things right.
When someone places a curse, what are they tapping into in order to create the energy, the negative energy, to do what they do? What's out there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the really fascinating part. You know, sometimes we like to think that the world is all safe and, you know, white light and beautiful, but the truth is there is negative energy in the world. And when we get angry or when we feel vengeance or when we feel tremendous jealousy, we do tap right into the source of chaos, that dark kind of source that is part of human life. And that's the energy that fuels the curse.
And can it be ridden by holy water or anything like that?
I love holy water. I think it's a super good remedy. Even just making your own spiritual bath, which would be sea salt and hot water, could be enough if you pray over it, if you know how to charge that water with good intentions, with white light, and with good energy. That can be enough to break the curse. A mild, little, small curse will definitely lift if we ask for it to be lifted from us.
Okay, that's an interesting take on that. What about a priest, for example? Can they, like they are performing exorcists, can they rid curses from people?
It's funny that you bring that up, because just this week, actually, I had a client who's actually a priest. So sometimes people come to me and they do have spiritual training, and yet the spiritual training that they've been given hasn't really given them enough information. And so I have, over the years of my work, I've sat with nuns, I've sat with priests, I've sat with people of all different backgrounds and religions. And although the Catholic Church, I know, does offer training for exorcism, most priests don't really get it. So sometimes people will come to me who, maybe it's not their norm, it's not their normal spiritual practice, but if they're very stuck, they seem to find their way here.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.